Young Thug is dropping his new album, Punk, this Friday, and this is coming after his debut album, So Much Fun, which came out in 2019, and a lot of Thug fans loved that album, so he does have a lot to live up to, and this album does seem like it will be more experimental, so the question becomes, will this be Thug's best album, guys? Let us know your thoughts on that in the comments, and today, we'll be taking you kind of through everything that we know so far leading up to Friday's release, and also if we think this is going to be his best album or not.
Yeah, this is a major fucking step up for Young Thug because he's low-key entering his prime. He's only 30 years old. He has a crazy mixtape catalog, and So Much Fun was a great debut album, and a lot of people were asking the question, like, where is he going to take it? Where is his next sound going to go? You know, how could he improve off of such a, you know, successful album like that? And guys, listen, we're going to keep you updated with everything Young Thug related, so the review reaction is going to be coming out this Friday, so, you know, please press the subscribe button because we're always keeping you guys updated
and with
on all
the biggest
you know?
Releases of the year.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, there's so much, you know, to look forward to, but let's dive into this Young Thug album. So going back to 2019, only a week after he had dropped So Much Fun, he confirmed that he was working on a new album called Punk. And, you know, there's a lot to look into. He also said that, you know, he described it as personal, introspective, and, you know, touching. So it kind of had us thinking, like, is he going to be upgrading his rapping content, and is he going to be in a different type
of
mode?
It told me it was going to be softer. Like, that's the first thing that I got from that statement. Is that okay? He's kind of done something like that on Beautiful Thugger Girls. We've seen that kind of singing kind of Young Thug, which, you know, focuses more on these melodic flows and these acoustic guitar instrumentals and that sort of vibe. So already that's what it kind of told me. But I love the fact that 2 years ago he had this kind of envision, that he had, you know, a focused plan for this project for so long. That tells me that he's been kind of gearing up to drop this album for a while, and that shows me that there's confidence in that.
Yeah, and I like the confidence Young Thug has whenever creating music. And another thing he actually said was, this is going to be brave, not self-centered, conscious, very, very neglected, misunderstood, very patient, and very authentic. So it seems like he's putting a lot of raw emotions into this album, and he wants to be calculated with it. Not only that, but Young Thug has always been known to have, you know, braggadocious content, to talk about luxury, money, you know, the great things that come, you know, with, let's say, being in that spotlight. But I think now maybe he's going to try and introduce something else, because think about it, you know, Young Thug has touched upon almost everything he could possibly do. I mean, this guy's been rapping, you know, since the early 2010 decade. He's been releasing mixtapes, he's been consistent, he's had projects with different styles. So, you know, in your opinion, where do you think he goes from here, and how do you think, you know, he's able to achieve, you know, that best project status with Punk on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, definitely experimenting once again and showing us the full range of his dynamic vocals, because that's kind of what he's known for best. I mean, the guy could have a high register if he's singing, if he's rapping. His vocal range is kind of crazy, and that's what we always go to Young Thug for. But what he should do differently here is maybe just bring in these different subgenres and also give us a cohesive track list with maybe 13 or 14 songs. But what I've really enjoyed is the rollout for this album, because it has been clever. We have seen him, you know, wearing pink for performances. He's kind of also, you know, put out, you know, pictures of, like, I think his pink Lambo. Like, he's kind of going with the color-oriented rollout. Not only that, but he also did the actual Tiny Desk performance, which he debuted, like, I think, like, 4 new songs on there. So that was really dope. And it was cool to see his raw vocals behind live instrumentals. You had Travis Barker make an appearance. So that was really dope. So what did you think of that live performance?
I loved it. I love the type of zone he's in because, you know, the music sounds different, but it sounds very concentrated. And I love, you know, I want to talk about TikTok because that's obviously the single that came out before this whole release. And it was cool because you're going through it and, like, Thug is actually spitting. Like, this guy is a great fucking rapper. And I was also watching an interview, I can't remember on which platform, but he was talking about, you know, J. Cole and him being in the studio and how J. Cole was writing. And then when he had to switch to Thug style of creating, which is all freestyling, he had trouble keeping up with it. So it's also crazy to see how, you know, Young Thug is still going to be creating, you know, keeping that creative process of freestyling, but it's going to be much different. It's actually going to be structured, because with TikTok, there was an actual structure to the song. You know, it wasn't all kinds of mumbling. You know, there wasn't, you know, that classic sort of Young Thug aesthetic. It felt as if...
Oh, you still got, like, his quirky flows.
I know, but, like, you were making out what he was saying. There was an actual, you know, piece of guidance throughout the whole song for me, at least.
I don't think it was that different than what he's done before, but I do like the fact that it was a nice hype track to build us into the album. And I also like how he kind of had these ad-libs, which kind of broke up the different rhyme patterns that he had within the song. And also, it was cool to see him rapping about coming from the actual trenches and him getting into that personal introspective mode that he previously hinted at. I found that was really dope. But apart from that, afterwards, we also got more tracks previewed at the Givenchy show, where you kind of had this runway for the new, I believe, spring and summer collection of 2022 for Givenchy. And you got this song, which is called More, featuring Gunna and Elton John. And that one really blew me away because Elton John's chorus on there is beautiful. And the instrumental sounds orchestral. Like, it sounds like one of the most grandiose Young Thug songs ever. And if that's the kind of vibe that he's going for, like, I'll be blown away with the album.
Oh, absolutely. And going back to TikTok, like, that's what I like, though, is that he was able to, you know, show that, and he was able to show what type of vision he's going to be coming out with Punk. And that's what I think I want to see on this is, you know, not only diversification in the production, because, you know, every project sounds different when you're going into the production of a Thugger project. But, I mean, for me, it's like, how is he going to be able to explain his story now? How is he going to be able to be, you know, uncut, unraw, and but in a different way now? Not necessarily with the braggadocious bars, but something that's deeper, more introspective, because we've never gotten that side of Punk. And when you did get an example on features like Sacrifice, like, that's ridiculous, you know? Like, that's great Young Thug material, and he's kind of giving it to you in a playful way, and, you know, has that signature, you know, Young Thug style, but it sounds different. It sounds more concentrated. So I think overall, I have really high expectations for this album on Friday.
Yeah, I definitely have high expectations. I also like on how he starts off the NPR Tiny Desk performance, because he starts, like, kind of just talking to us on the song Die Slow, talking about how, like, he had to miss his son's birthday because he was on tour. And, like, it just sounds like it's going to be a super emotional experience for him. And that's something that's going to be a nice change of pace after the very quick-paced types of songs and, you know, structures that we got on So Much Fun. Like, it sounds like he's totally changing up his sound. And it does seem like it'll be the most reminiscent of something like Beautiful Thugger Girls, maybe without the country undertones, which I wasn't a big fan of on that album. But with this project, it does sound like Thug is going to be innovating like he usually does. And going back to that song More with Elton John, it sounds like wedding music, man. It sounds like something you'd hear.
And you know what's impressive, though, is that Elton John is now starting to do features with, like, trap artists, in quotations.
Well,
like,
it's not even their first collaboration.
I know, but, because, like, how fucking cool is that, though? Like, he's starting to dive in more and more and more. I know. And he's also been talking about, you know, doing a bunch of different features with people. So it's cool to see him maybe making an appearance on Punk. You know, I'd love to see it. And not only that, but I want to talk about maybe the direction of the production on this. Because, as you said, you know, So Much Fun was very fast-paced in tempo. There was, you know, a lot of quick jump patterns,
a lot of wheezy beats,
you know, it had that faster tempo. So do you think he should bring in that same style into this?
Okay,
going on to that now, what do you think he should do as far as production goes?
I mean, definitely everything that I've heard on a song like More rather than what I heard on TikTok, because the 808 drum patterns are cool. I do like that from Thug. I do like you know, these trap type beats, but with this project, I do want to hear those acoustic guitars. I do want to hear those live strings. I want to hear all of that. So I hope it does have more of, like, a backdrop that will suit, let's say, a singer-songwriter rather than a rapper or a trap rapper. You know what I mean?
It's true, so, because Young Thug does have that vocal performance and, like, that vocal range to be able to strive on that type of production. But I'm also going to say this, though, is that I don't want it to be completely influenced by that. Like, I still want to invite, you know, those crazy drum patterns that Thug, you know, absolutely glides on, and that gets me hyped, you know? Because if you think about it, if you just have a full, you know, track list of that, I feel as if it could get a bit stagnant at a certain point. And I just think that, you know, Thug's sound is so crafted towards, you know, those trap drums, and sometimes, you know, having those quick paced drums that maybe he has to incorporate into the tracklist. But for the most part, I want to see the way he's going to be able to match that content matter with the production, because it's something that we've never seen before. You know, if he's saying what he's really saying about, you know, making this super personal and making this an album that's, you know, full of emotions and that's, you know, vulnerable, you kind of have no choice to be able to switch up that production style at a certain point.
Let me ask you this. What does he have to do to have his best album yet? And do you think it will be his best album yet?
Okay, so in my opinion, if I have to, like, pick my three favorite Young Thug projects, I'll probably go Jeffrey, Barter 6, and So Much Fun. I think those are my, like, top three that I have in my rotation.
Slime Season 3, not far behind, right?
Not far behind, but, like, those are my three, because I think of the times that I started listening to Thug that heavily and everything. But going back to this conversation, I think that what he has to do is present those bangers again, like, you know, still have that track list filled with heat that you're going to want to go back to, you know, have that classic Thugger vibe, but innovate on the content matter and innovate on the production side. Like, show us what else you could do with your voice, because when it comes to, you know, having these vocal, you know, performances, and when it comes to, you know, trying to hit different notes and him trying to match his, you know, his voice, his grunts and moans and ad-libs with the production, he's a master at that. And, you know, a lot of rappers have talked about how he's very underrated, you know, as a rapper. So I also want to see how he's going to maybe be able to have some rhyme structures in certain verses and be able to, you know, actually put some verses in. So overall, I think that he doesn't even have to do much because his previous projects were so fucking strong for me. But at the end of the day, like, better content matter, shit that I'm going to be able to relate to. I want to hear the way that production is going to be able to blend in with it, and I don't want to see a fucking loaded feature list.
I know.
That's another thing that I want.
But that's the point, is that you just said all these projects are so great, but that's what I'm saying is, like, do you think it'll actually top those?
Because I think you can.
He doesn't have to do much, but he has to do a lot to top a project like Barter 6.
No, because you know, I know, but you know what type of quality he's going to come with. Like, the thing with Thugger projects is that everyone has a different favorite project of his. Like, you know, you can meet a fan of So Much Fun. You can meet a fan of Jeffrey.
There is one favorite, though, I think. I think Barter 6
is like that. It's like DS2 and Rodeo level, yeah. You know? But to be able to be like a complete studio album, his best studio album, he has to top So Much Fun. So yeah. That's what I think, you know, he has to do. Stronger content matter, more coherentness, and change up the content matter from the last albums. But how about you? Like,
totally,
what are your factors?
I totally agree about the content matter. It has to level up, and from what we've heard already, we know it's leveled up.
Like, absolutely.
He said more in these previews than he did on all of So Much Fun, if you really think about it, which
true.
Is pretty cool. But in terms of that, I also want to see diverse production in the sense of, like I was saying earlier, seeing these kind of symphonies take shape, like we got in a song like More, where you had these live strings, where you had an elegant piano riff. I also want to see him collaborate with artists outside of hip-hop, which he's already doing because an Elton John feature is confirmed. But the same way that he had... on the EP On The Run, Jaden Smith and you know, features from Black, for example, I still want to see him collaborate with, you know, artists outside of hip hop and that can also do R&B. So that would be dope as well. But yeah, again, the content matter has to level up, and also maybe his most diverse palette of sounds. I mean, that could be a way to go too. If he can have those quick paced trap songs, like, I want to have a balance of songs like Check and songs like Killed Before, where he's just singing,
true.
You know what I mean? So
where it's like Vicious Thug, and then after that you get that melodic thug that just absolutely glides over.
If he can, like, have a thematic basis with those two kinds of styles that he perfects, that'd be amazing, because like I said earlier, there's no one that can utilize vocal manipulation like Young Thug in all of trap and in all of rap for the most part. Like, he's up there as being one of the best vocalists in the entire genre. So I think this could be his best album. Do I think it'll top Barter 6? I don't know. That was Thug in his prime. So I'm hopeful. I think it'll top So Much Fun, but I don't know about it being his best project
yet.
The
only indication that gives me the, like, let's say, the sort of positive vibe that he's going to be able to really kill this and make it one of his best projects is because I've seen the way that he's been able to level up as an artist over the years. I've been able to see the different areas he's been able to explore in music that have, you know, not only made him strive as a trap artist, but as an artist as a whole now, because to be able to box in Young Thug as just a trap artist, in my opinion, is not necessarily, you know, the greatest statement to make anymore, because he's more than that now. He's a vocalist. He's able to perform on different types of productions. You know, he's also a great rapper at that. So I think there's a lot of indications saying that this will be a great project. If it's his best, we'll have to see on Friday, guys. So on that note, thank you so much for watching throughout all of this. And as I said at the beginning of this video, NFR Podcast will keep you updated with all of the biggest rollouts of the year. So subscribe if you have not already. And not only that, as Lou said, you know, leave your expectations for this in the comment section, because we always like going back and forth with you guys. So thank you so much for watching this video, and we'll catch you in the next one. Thank you for watching the video. It's always a pleasure doing content for you guys. Listen, if you haven't already, subscribed to the channel, because we're doing album reviews, and we actually have our series called Everything We Know, where we take you guys through the whole album rollout of the hottest releases of the year. Not only that, guys, but our Patreon plan is now live. You guys can access that in the bio. I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you on the next one.